Again, Men's Day, KROSradio.com. Go to the Gateway State Bank link, and you'll be able to see Mike and Michael Rastrelli on our website, as well as, of course, listen to them here on the radio. Gentlemen, thanks so much for coming in today on Men's Day.
Good to be here, Gary. Always look forward to this.
Good Michael, morning.
Yeah, good to see you both. First of all, we got to get your Super Bowl picks. I can call it the Super Bowl when we're actually talking about the game. Of course, when we reference it in commercials, can't say that.
It's a big game.
A big game. So, Mike, we'll start with you. New England or Philadelphia, who do you think?
You know, my son Tony's favorite team is the New England or the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay.
He likes the color green.
Well, it's a good reason.
But I'm not going against Brady. I haven't seen him that much play, but he is one cool cucumber. And when Belichick was showing off his guns at the news conference the other night, I thought I'm going with New England.
All right, very good, New England. Michael, what about you?
I'm a Steelers fan, so I would hate to say New England, but you can't count out New England. You would say after last year's Super Bowl, the way they came back, so I'm gonna say New England.
Yeah, it has been amazing their comeback. In fact, their last four playoff games, they've been trailing in the second half.
Well, they've never scored a touchdown in the first quarter in the Super Bowl, I read, either.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I thought that was pretty.
Yeah, and they've been there seven times.
Yeah.
That is incredible. So right now, the firemen, they went with Philadelphia.
Well, that's good. I think both teams are great. I thought the new Philadelphia and the Minnesota stories were both great, where the backups came in and really did the job that they were supposed to do. It just shows you how important an offensive line is, too.
Yeah. In fact, our next guest coming in is going to be Kurt Kreider, the athletic director out at Central DeWitt. His son Casey is the long snapper for the Denver Broncos. Oh. Just completed his second year in the NFL, so Kurt will probably have a little more insight than any of our other guests.
I imagine
what
so.
It is. Well, of course, the big game coming up February 4th, and you've got a big game special, right, Mike?
We do. Gary, a few years ago we did a crazy $7.99 pizza special. We're going to bring that back for this Wednesday, January 31st. And for $7.99, you'll get a large one-topping pizza. You can take them out. You can have them taken bakes. And you can also have them in-house. And we're going to start that at 3:00 in the afternoon. So if people want to make a call up and order some ahead of time, they certainly can. And it'll be a pretty good program. We've done these before in the past, and you know the numbers become astronomical. So we're really ready to go on this again. We thought this would be a perfect time to do it. People can get their pizzas ready for them for their Super Bowl Sunday. Oh, I can't say that. Well, I guess I can because it's talking about the game,
right?
So they can do that to watch the game and all that. So we're hoping that that's going to work really well. So that'll be this Wednesday, January the 31st, starting at 3:00. If they want to call in ahead of time and get their orders in place, we can certainly do that. And Michael, they're going to pick them up over on the...
You'll be able to pick them up on the Avani side. We'll have it all set up for you. And if you come into the front, we'll have somebody up front just to direct you over to the Avani side, just to make it easier so that the guests coming into the regular dining side don't have so much traffic to go through.
Of course, I'm always there on Wednesdays for our River City Sports Review. And I know when you used to do this on a monthly basis, it was always on a Wednesday.
Yes.
And
yep.
There was always a lot of foot traffic that would come through. They'd stare at me talking to the guests, and it was a lot of fun. But
yeah.
Because you used to get, was it 700? Was that the number, the big number?
I think the most we did was 898.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't realize that many. So what's it like in the back when you're putting together that many pizzas?
Organized chaos.
A good way to describe it, I would imagine. Yeah.
We start early in the morning getting the skins prepped and all that. And, you know, we're a restaurant that we do everything right there in-house. So, I mean, we grind the sausage, grind the beef, slice the cheese, make the sauces, make the dough. So it's a whole day of preparation.
It's not just a day of preparation. It's a couple days of preparation,
right?
Making sure the cheese is sliced, making sure that the sauce is made, and all that fun stuff. Because like Dad said, we don't just open up a bag of cheese and throw it on a pizza. We slice all our cheese by hand, and it's definitely a labor of love that we put into our work. So,
again, visiting with Mike and Michael Rastrelli, we've got a lot of other specials to talk about, but we want to find out a little bit more about the Rastrellis and the family story. And obviously it was your mother and father,
yep,
who started the business, and now you're starting to get with Michael another generation. That's going to please you.
It does. It pleases me very much. You know, that I'm always, I love small businesses and I love family businesses. And I think you know, the continuation of that family business on generation after generations really is a neat feeling, especially for the generation that's passing it on. It's just absolutely amazing how that makes you feel. So Michael's got a good head on his shoulders, and he's learning, and I think they do better when I'm not there. And it's okay, because I think that's how they have to learn. My dad, I think when dad started out in business, I don't know that he really knew where it was going to go or what it was going to be, but as he saw his sons come into the business and work through it, I think it gave him a great sense of pride and accomplishment. And I feel that way. And I also understand some of his frustrations he had when he had his young son trying to tell him, no, Dad, we need to do it this way, as I do now when I hear Michael saying, no, Dad, we need to do it this way. You know, the whole thing about the restaurant industry is still the same thing as it was 70 years ago. It's still serving people good food at a reasonable price. And that's what our mission is to do that. But there are so many different ways of trying to get to those people today. Social media, all that whole thing has changed. And so it's a big point. And so I'm looking forward to seeing him do it. Plus, having him there at the restaurant gives me a chance to become a grandpa. And enjoy watching my grandchildren play and do different things and activities at school.
And you're going to be a grandpa tonight out at Goose Lake.
I am.
Iowa City Regina in there, so that makes it a little more convenient
a
for
lot
you.
Closer.
That's for sure. Michael, what drew you to this line of work?
You know, I grew up and I always saw Dad doing it in the kitchen. And when I was younger, Dad was always up at the restaurant. Dad did everything. Dad was there from the time that it opened till the time that it closed. So if I wanted to see Dad, that's where I went to see Dad. So that's how we played catch, so to speak. So that's something that I grew up. It's been embedded in me. It's what I love to do. I wouldn't change it. I know the future is always changing, and that's what I guess we have to be ahead of the curve and try to figure out what the future holds for us after I think the Avani and everything else over the years. You know, we've always kind of been ahead of the curve, and it's what's the next new thing that's going to be out there that's going to be thrown at us so we can be ready for it.
You know, probably, and it's been around for a while, but the Tuscany was probably the next thing for mm-hmm. you. That was... Talk about that decision to do that.
We were turning down a lot of receptions and meetings and businesses in that way. And so it came to the point where we said, you know what, we either need to grow or we're going to stop and not grow. And I think it was a look at what was going on in the economy at that time. I thought we felt pretty good about it. Of course, then 2008 came along. You know, it's always been... iffy a little bit, but Tuscany's done well. And, you know, that was 2005, so it's 13 years old already.
Hard to believe.
And that's just amazing to me. I sit and think, holy smokes, it's been here this long. Yeah.
Now, did the addition to the kitchen come at the same time, or was that later?
That came at the same time.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Which was probably godsend, I would imagine, for you folks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, just the way that building's changed from when I was a child to what it is today is... completely different.
Yeah, so. We have plenty of room up there to work and manufacture and get the foods ready to go. And now I think our next thrust that we've seen is catering out. And even though we've got this beautiful banquet center, there are the changes today. People want to go away. Especially with weddings, we're finding more and more weddings are becoming more non-traditional than what they used to be 10 or 15 years ago. And so we have to be ready to flex and go out there. And so we're doing a lot of catering off-premise, which I thought, boy, once we built the Tuscany, we wouldn't have to do that. Yeah. But that's what we're doing again.
The nice thing is we are a mom-and-pop shop, so we are flexible enough to be able to accommodate these things and bring people in if we need to and not just be tied to a certain structure. So, yeah, we can do something if it fancies you or something for you.
We're not sure which one's the mom or the pop yet, though.
Yeah. Just so you know. There you go. Now, of course, your father passed at a relatively young age, and of course, your mom was there, but it was you three boys. Mm-hmm. What was that dynamic like when you guys had to take over, basically?
That was a very, very challenging time. I was in the service. So I was in the Army. I'd just been drafted. I was in basic training when Dad passed away. Fortunately for us, Dad incorporated the business. I don't know why he did it. We still don't, he never talked to any of us about it, but a month and a half, or well, July 1st, he had the business incorporated, and he made myself and Jim and my mother equal partners, and then my brother Tom was under 21, so he wasn't able to get stock at that point. So his stock was held back by Dad, so Dad still controlled the place. But and thank God he did do that. Thank God he did put the business into a corporation, because then we were able to continue on. We didn't have to worry about, you know, if it had been a sole proprietorship, who gets what or how it's going to pass through the courts and that. So that really helped it out, and it also got all three of us on the same footing to say, okay, this is what we're doing. So we treated it like a business, and we treated each other as business people, and through good times and bad times and that type of thing. And so, yeah. And then in 75, you know, we, and my mother was right there. Mom was always the matriarch. So even though she would, she knew enough about the business and the people that she made sure that we were doing what we were supposed to be doing. So she was good to have it there.
Men's Day with Rustrelli's. We're going to be checking the weather right after this.
In today's busy world, nobody has time to wait around for a towing company. When you need fast and reliable service, call us at Classic Body Works for 24-hour towing needs. We understand that accidents happen, and we want you to make the right choice by calling us. Be sure to add our number to your contact list for easy accessibility when you need it. 563-243-2688. Again, that's 563-243-2688. Classic Body Works, 213 17th Avenue North.
It's time now for the Storm Track 8 weather forecast, brought to you by Clinton National Bank.
Good morning, everybody. Waking up to warmer temperatures already in the 40s. We'll look for highs today well into the 50s. In fact, getting into the mid to upper 50s could get us a few record highs across the area. An isolated sprinkle can be ruled out, and perhaps a shower after dark tonight. We're down to 34. Tomorrow's still pretty nice, highs of 49, but cooler as we head towards Sunday, partly cloudy and 34. Don't forget the Storm Track 8 weather app to track any of the showers and our forecast for the next 8 days. I'm Storm Track 8 meteorologist Eric Sorensen. And have a great weekend.
Currently, we have fair skies and a temperature of 38 degrees. Winds are out of the south at 10 miles per hour. This weather report on KROS has been brought to you by Clinton National Bank.
Did you know that the equity in your home is like money in the bank? Whether you're wanting to add an extra room, Clinton National Bank, Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC.
One of country music's most masterful voices comes to Wild Rose, Gene Watson.
Should I come home?
Performing live Friday, February 23rd at 7 o'clock. Tickets available for $20 at the box office or online at wildroseresorts.com.
Everything except my soul has been surrendered.
Don't miss the singer.
Just satisfy.
Gene Watson returning to Wild Rose Casino and Resort in Clinton, Friday, February 23rd.
Welcome back to the Men's Day program. Just Kurt Kreider just walked in. I was talking to Mike and Michael Rustrelli about the fact that River King football is going down to Class 3A this fall. They changed the Class 4A from the top 48 to the top 42 schools in enrollment, and Clinton is at number 44 right now. And they assigned the districts yesterday, and we're going to be in the same district with Central DeWitt, as well as North Scott, Davenport Assumption, Clear Creek Amana, and Iowa City Liberty, the new school out there. It's actually in North Liberty, but they call it Iowa City Liberty. Again, we're visiting with the Rustrellis on Men's Day. Before we hear that great song by Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood, got to talk about some things that are coming up as well. You got a special brunch on February 4th?
February 4th, we will be doing, for the big game, we know that that's actually, I always have called it an unofficial national holiday because everybody seems to be hibernating that day regardless of what's going on. So we're gonna be doing a brunch at 9 o'clock in the morning till 1 in the afternoon. And if people wear their favorite t-shirt, I don't care if it's whoever, whatever teams, if they're playing or not playing, they can come in, they'll get $2 off their brunch price. Oh. So they can do that on the brunch. And then, Michael, also we're going to be doing a special with carryouts and that also, on that day also.
Yep, we'll be doing pizzas as well for $11.49 that day, and we'll also be doing our pasta buckets, and that'll be also from 9 till 1.
And we'll be doing bread if people want bread or cabbage salad or pasta salad, that type of thing. Everything to go that day. We'll be doing out of the family restaurant.
And you're going to be closing the doors after the brunch.
After 1 o'clock, we're going to close the doors. We're going to clean up, and we're all going to go home and watch the game, too.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how long I've been. I remember when I was up there. Super Bowl Sunday would come along, and honest to gosh, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Ghost town.
There was nothing.
Yeah. You could shoot a gun down Main Avenue.
Yeah. And I said, you know, this is really silly, so let's just close it down and make the best out of it and just chuck it off. Now, you know, if a major snowstorm hits at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I won't be so bad then. So, yeah. But it's just one of those days where you can't fight it. And
yeah.
So that's what we're doing.
And, you know, the one thing that you've always prided yourself in with the Badachi is you're not a sports bar.
No.
You don't have televisions
nope.
in there. People are in there to
yes.
to converse and to do that.
Yes, and I think that's so important today. And I think you're starting to hear it more and more. I think you're starting to hear it even in our school systems, to where they're saying, you know, people need to put down their social media stuff and sit and talk to each other.
Yeah.
And the kids with, I'll just give you a quick example. I was in Mundelein this past weekend, shuttling grandkids around to different things. And my son and his wife lost her grandmother. And so they were out of town. So we went in and helped out. But we went to this one place. And it was Portillo's, okay? It's a great place to eat. There's not a TV set in the place, okay? Then the next night we went to another place. They had over 60 televisions in the joint. And what the first thing they gave my grandchildren were two, they each had their own little Game Boy
yeah.
that they could play up there on the TV. And I thought, and so we didn't talk, you know, we yeah. just, and it's amazing how we want to, we don't want to talk to anybody anymore. So I think it's really important. I think that's one of the things we always tell people. Regardless, if you're going to eat at Rastrelli's or you're going to eat at someplace else or you're going to eat at home, sit down, eat, and talk to your family.
And as you pointed out, break bread.
break bread.
That's
right.
That.
That's why you yes. did hear that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. yeah. That was interesting. Now, an event, 39 event coming up?
Yes, we do. That's coming up on...
Prior to Valentine's, February 10th.
February the 10th. And... you can read those words this time. I stumble over them every time. So Tristan's gotten putting together. Tristan Cow is our chef up there at the restaurant. He's in charge of doing this. And he put together a menu. Michael, you want to give it a
oh,
shot?
Oh, yeah. We have a great lollipop lamb chop for the appetizer. We'll have a nice radicchio and strawberry arugula salad. Then for the entree, we'll have a cedar plank and rosemary salmon. Then for our intermezzo, we'll have a watermelon and mint granada, and then for our entree we'll have a broiled filet with seared scallop and a blood orange syrup, and then for dessert we'll have a chocolate panna cotta with chocolate dipped amaretto cherries.
Ooh, I can go for those right now. And that's going to be at 5:30 on Saturday, February the 10th. They need to call for reservations, 242-7441, and dinner will start at 6, and it's $64.99 plus tax and gratuity. And the wines that we'll be doing that night is with the cedar plank salmon. We'll be doing a Bolo Suave, which is a nice northern Italian white. And then we're going to do a Santa Cristina, which is a nice red Tuscan that'll go very well with both those. So we'll be doing that.
23 minutes past the hour before the half hour escapes on us. We do want to get this in. Why don't you go ahead and introduce the song for us?
This is one of our favorite songs, Jackie and me. I don't know, Jackie, I messed that one up.
Better figure that out.
But anyway, it's hard living with a first grade teacher. But yeah. anyway, so, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, we like this song, and we find ourselves driving home at night after some event, and we put it on this car stereo. So Lee Hazelwood and Nancy Sinatra, this goes way back to the 70s, and these summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things.
I walked in town on silver spurs that jingled too. A song that I had only sang to just a few. She saw my silver spurs and said, let's pass some time, and I will give to you summer wine. Oh, summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off your silver spurs and help me pass the time, and I will give to you summer wine. Oh, summer.
My eyes grew heavy and my lips, they could not speak. I tried to get up, but I couldn't find my feet. She reassured me with an unfamiliar line, and then she gave to me more summer wine. Summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off your silver spurs and help me pass the time, and I will give to you summer.
When I woke up, the sun was shining in my eyes. My silver spurs were gone, my head fell twice its size. She took my silver spurs, a dollar and a dime, and left me craving for more summer wine. Summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things.
Actually, it was 1968, and 68 was a big year for you, Mark.
Yes, it was. Jackie and I were married in 1968.
So you got your 50th anniversary
coming. 50th anniversary, June 15th.
Oh, okay. Middle of the year, summer wedding.
Yep, summer wedding. It was a beautiful day. It was nice and sunny in the blue skies. And
great.
Back then it was over at the church hall for cake and punch and coffee. And,
yes.
You know, today it's a completely different ball game. Today they want to spend more money than they need to, I think, sometimes.
Yeah, Mary and I just recently celebrated our 42nd. We were married in December, and you guys can probably really appreciate this. Our wedding, total wedding dress, where we were at, $600. Nice. Everything for $600. Michael, could we have something at the Tuscany for $600? Including Mary's dress and all everything like
including
that.
Your dress. I don't know. The dresses anymore, I think, is the most expensive thing the girls go for.
Hey, we just got a couple minutes, and we do want to talk about Valentine's Day, because that is going to be a huge day in the middle of the week.
All right. So Valentine's Day at Rastrelli's, we'll be doing a couple specials that evening. We'll be doing our prime rib. We'll be doing a mini Asiago rosé and a Mediterranean salmon. And the Mediterranean salmon, it's got tomatoes and zucchini and squash on top of it. It's really nice. It'll be a nice pairing for a nice Valentine's Day.
So that'll be going on from all day long. Well, we'll start our specials that night with the prime rib and that from 4 o'clock on, but this is a very, very big day. I mean, if you mess up on this one, you're really in the dark. You might not make 50, I don't think, okay, or 42. Yeah. But so it's always a big day. Even though it's a Wednesday, we'll see a lot of people in the restaurant that night. It's always a fun night because it's mainly all couples, and it's just great to see that happening. So give us a call to make a reservation. Might sound like it's a way off there, but it's under 3 weeks, I think, now.
Yeah.
Or close to that. And so we'll be ready to go, 242-7441. We'll be ready to take their reservation and get it all set.
You hear before you know it.
And of course, we always hear from you on Friday mornings at this time anyway, 238 Main. You've been doing the program for a while now.
Yeah, we have been doing it for a while. I don't know. Yeah.
Do you get any comments from people about
that? You know, it's always fun. I always figure nobody's listening to it, and for whatever reason.
He says he has 9 listeners now, I believe. So.
I'm up to, what'd you say? 9?
I said 9.
Yes, we are.
He's big. He's big on KROS and KROSRadio.com.
It's not anything to do with the station, because I think you've got one of the best morning shows in the area here, Gary.
Well, thank you.
And you know that. You've been voted all the time number one. So, but it's just, you never know if anybody's listening. So when people do come up to me and say, hey, heard you on the radio today. Glad to hear about this and that and the other thing. And I